might be like a little bit more than that, but most of the time it'd be 300, 400 bushels, something like that.
Yes.
And then sometime I wouldn't plant all that. Somebody else wants some, I let them have some. And
yeah,
it's quite a difference in things of today and what it used to be. Now, people used to, we got our seed corn out of the crib. You'd get in there and go to shucking corn and you'd get the best ear that you could find. And the largest ears you could find with a good flat grain on it, see?
Uh-huh.
And I've saved corn and got in there and got seed corn a million, million times.
Nowadays you can't do that.
And no, they don't save no corn now. And I tell you something else. When I was a boy, you had a man.
About to run off the road.
About to run in that darn
hole. Who is that?
Oh, it's Bob Lee Moore. The fellow went over to Albany yesterday to a doctor, and he's been taking his cobalt treatment. And he's going back the 21st, and he got to take a stitch in his left eye. Now I'll start to tell you about this thing. I tell you, back when I was a young fella, the way you got your corn, you took your corn to the mill and had your meal. Corn ground in the mill. Well, you had a corn sheller, and that thing was fixed on a box.
Yeah,
and you've seen
Fonzie's got one.
You've seen those things a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
Well, people used to, they didn't buy it on meal. No, sir. They eat corn bread.
How much meal would you take to the mill at one time?
Oh, you'd take
a turn?
About, no, man, you would take that. You'd take about 2 bushels of corn. That'll last you a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else was mighty good. Long back yonder when you used to kill those hogs, you dry up that lard, you had cracklings.
Uh-huh.
And boy, you take that cracklings and cook crackling bread.
How was that made?
Well, you take...
I've never had it.
You never have eaten crackling bread?
Never in my life.
Well, Big Sedan, the store in Cuthbert, Georgia, sells cracklings now. And my wife and myself go by there pretty often. We get a little package of those cracklings. And those things are ground up in little chips right like that. And boy, you take that and you make you up some bread and put those cracklings in it. Cook little patties of bread,
mm-hmm.
And it's the best stuff you ever have eaten. It's really delicious.
Talking about cornbread, there were different ways that you would make that.
Oh, yeah, there were different ways. They had pone bread, and then they had a big old spider that they'd cook a hoe cake in, see?
Yeah.
And it would be about this thing. Now, today, my wife cooks these little patties of bread, see?
Uh-huh.
They're about like this, and just put it down and mash them. Well, they are not in the, they're not...
Is that a dodger you're talking about?
They're not as sticky as your finger.
You call that a fritter or a dodger?
Oh, well, yeah, I just call it a little patty of bread.
Oh, okay. Now, talking about a spider, Mr. I rarely hear that, you know, people talk
about
that.
Well, it's an iron cooking utensil.
Uh-huh.
And the spider, of course, it's got a handle, and it's thin. And you just put your thing on the stove and put some grease in that thing and just pour the bread in there and level it off. And boy, it's cold by Joe's cook.
Yeah.
I ain't joking. Those things be about this, about as large as a plate that you eat out of.
What else?